Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, and that was Crying Lightning off of the Arctic Monkeys. They are doing a special live session from our Maida Vale studios for Zane Lowe tonight. It's going to be quite a special night because Arctic Monkeys did their first session for Zane, the first one of their career, on his show back in July 2005. Tonight you can hear it all from 7pm on Radio 1. You'll get all the Arctic songs that you know and love already, and also the brand new tracks that you have never heard before from brand new album Humbug. Tonight from 7pm on Radio 1, a must for all fans of Arctic Monkeys.
Are we happy with the staff email that went out?
What
about,
do you mean?
About this tonight? Well, do you not remember? Because the email went out to all staff saying the two lucky people at work who were allowed to go.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that earlier? Or was I the only one that got sent this?
No, what did it say?
Well, it sent out the names of the two people who are allowed to go along tonight from Radio 1. Because you can't just turn up if you go for Radio 1. You have to be going to
a lottery, a
ballot. And do you not remember the Kings of Leon one? Where of the most of the people... we didn't know who most of the people were that had won.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the girls that had won had gone off to work on Newsround.
Yeah, ages
Becky
ago.
Was furious at the time. Do you not remember?
Who are the two people today, then?
Well, one is Hugh, who works in offline.
What's the offline?
Radio 1 offline.
He's next door to online. That's fine. I can't remember who the second one was.
Brilliant. Well, well done to him from Radio 1 offline and the other person. Have a lovely time tonight.
I'm going to be watching it online tomorrow night, as I think it'll look better on there.
Yes, we are filming the whole thing, and the whole session will be available online from tomorrow night. Very good, Becky.
Well, except he won't, because Hugh's not going to be doing it, because he's going to be there watching.
Oh, yeah. Hi there, we're back at Radio 1 Towers after such a fun week in Edinburgh. Matt in North Wales has been on. He's watched the musical 5 times now at Radio 1 Online.
5?
And in light of what's happened in your storyline, Chappers, in the musical, can we expect to see you on the new series of Strictly Come Dancing?
No. There you go. Is that cleared up?
What about Dancing on Ice?
No.
That's worse with skates.
Dancing on Ice want him.
No. Well, yeah, but why wasn't he allowed to do it? Because he couldn't take his hands off the side.
That's right.
And the audition video was one of the worst they'd ever seen.
Thanks for raking that back up again.
Sorry.
Hope you're right this afternoon. It's kind of back to normal, or as normal as it gets. New record of the week, which is one I've been playing for ages on Floor Fillers, coming up before 4:30.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Do you remember a while ago we were playing some of those information films, public information films from the 1950s, where they all spoke like this and told you how to just do general things, like, who was it, Wally?
Wally? No, he was American in that one, and he had to tell the girl he was asking out on a date his price range. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And they could only go for a wiener before they went bowling.
It was how to go dating in the 1950s,
it
how
was
to
brilliant.
Get a date. Really good. We've got some more today.
Yeah, this one's how to groom yourself properly to make sure you're always presentable.
Is this for blokes or girls?
Both.
Wow. So if you want to know how to be really well groomed back in the 50s, that is coming up.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Neil in Loughton. I don't know whether the 1950s good grooming guy will include making yourself as orange as possible with shocking white teeth. I don't know whether they did that in the 50s.
Where's he got that idea from?
Don't know. We're talking about this the other week anyway.
Being shockingly orange with white teeth.
No, until about 1990, as I was saying on this old film I watched the other day from about 88, no one had white teeth until around 1990, I don't think. Especially not in films.
No, true.
And we discussed this, and people were saying that Tom Cruise's... If you look at Tom Cruise and Top Gun's teeth, ming in. And then they invented teeth whitening, yeah.
I can't say I've ever noticed, but with someone with an obsession of teeth like yours, I guess it's...
Yeah, you do notice.
Do you watch everything for people's teeth?
I notice if they're bad now.
Do you?
Well,
more than
yellow.
Any other physical attribute, you notice people's teeth on telly.
Yeah, I do, actually.
I think you always notice what you're most paranoid about, don't you?
Yeah, and that's why I was so shocked when I was watching Peaches, the film, 1988, I think, and everyone had really yellow teeth. Anyway. I went to the cinema last night.
What were the teeth like on whatever you saw?
Yeah, pretty good.
Were they?
Yeah,
what did you see?
Well, Brad Pitt was in it. Good teeth. I saw the new Tarantino film.
Oh, yeah.
He's in with Edith tomorrow.
What's that, Pulp Fiction?
No.
Chappers.
Thing is, right, I was too embarrassed when I got to the box office to say the name of the film.
Oh, yeah.
To the lady selling me the tickets. So instead of saying the title, I kind of fudged it for a bit and went, can I have two tickets to the new Tarantino film, please? And she was like, and then she got embarrassed too, and then it went really red. It was an embarrassing moment. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Just call it something normal. It's a bit like when you're on holiday and they have those cocktails with funny names that could mean something else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know the kind.
It's just like, who benefits out of going, hello, I'd like to think on the beach, please? Yeah.
They don't think of clean living souls like yourself who would never utter an expletive, do they?
It's embarrassing for me, it's embarrassing for the person selling you the drinks.
It is funny, though, when you work in the bar and people ask for them. Well, can you imagine how, you know how much I love innuendo?
Yeah.
Can you imagine when I work behind the bar and every time people ordered cocktails, I was like... 10 minutes later when I calmed down, I finally got around to making it.
You want one of them against the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
That was Pitbull, and I Know You Want Me. Big tune. Think you'll find me play that first.
Mm-hmm.
Sports 23. Our new record of the week is a tune that is getting a lot of play in all the music channels at the moment. We've been playing it for ages on Floor Fillers. There's the mix, which I love, which is Chufu mix with Marilyn Manson on it. It's Lady Gaga, and it makes the single version sound really slow in comparison, because I'm used to hearing the Floor Fillers version, so it sounds like she's going at half speed.
So what version are you doing now?
Today we're going to play the normal single version, which is going to be huge, because everything she does is huge at the moment. Mm. And then...
speed it up as the week goes on.
A couple of times this week we're going to play the mix that we've been playing on Floor Fillers. I love it. I saw the video today as well.
So it gets progressively faster during the week?
I think there's only two versions. But that's a good idea. I should have thought of that.
Why did you raise your eyebrows at me when you mentioned the video?
Just because... Well, just have a look for yourself. She's like on a New York subway and... yeah, have a look.
But she did just riding a train.
Really not.
You're not really selling this as a great video.
No, you can just see all sorts on it.
Can you?
Yeah, there's something for everyone in that.
Is it like Glastonbury all over again?
Yeah, it really is. Oh, good. One of my screens has just gone blank.
All right.
That's always
handy.
Useful.
Really good.
Well, and we haven't actually unplugged it. We haven't touched anything.
Yeah, we haven't done that in ages.
No.
Loads of people get embarrassed when they have to order cocktails. But Dave in Donny says, actually, if you're talking to foreign girls, it can be quite a good chat-up line, saying the names of slightly innuendo cocktails.
All right.
Yeah. Becky has things that aren't even innuendos that she can't order.
Like what?
Do you remember from before? Chimichanga. See, what? That's not funny, is it?
I think that's a bit...
Yeah, it's not like
Pinked
on the Beach, is it?
No.
It's just Chimichanga. What was the other one?
Sloppy Giuseppe. I don't know why.
That's not even funny. Why is that? That's not... There's no innuendo in there at all.
I can't have that either. I've just got to have margarita every time.
You just make up jokes on your own. Also, can I just ask, are you trying to be the Posh Radio 4 lady this week? Because your voice has gone really seductive.
I don't know what's happened to it. There's like just some notes that aren't coming out today.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it because have you lost your voice?
She got so much attention in Edinburgh that I thought maybe I should try it and see what happens.
Okay. Right, you just say for me, I'm going to fart.
Why?
Because I've got her saying it and we'll just compare.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to fart.
I'm going to fart.
Yeah, same.
She says it better than me.
I'm going to fart.
Same.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Do I need a haircut?
Yes, I need a haircut as well, actually.
I noticed that earlier. You've got those little curly bits. because you were...
Where?
Just on the side of your ears. It's only because I got quite close to you. Normally, we were having that conversation earlier. Closer than we would normally get.
We were whispering to each other.
Yeah, we were, yeah. Anyway, it's a mop. It's just a mop, my hair now.
Yours isn't as long as mine, though, is it?
It's annoying.
You haven't had yours chemically treated for a while, either.
No.
I think you might need that,
and you know,
if I have mine chemically treated like you do, I'll stop getting those little curly bits.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the rest of your hair will be super straight.
No, I need it.
It's good with a bit of wave, though, yours.
Yeah, you need a bit of wave in yours. Mm.
Why do I need wave in mine?
Well, because...
This is, like, proper curly.
Mm. Right.
You need a bit of wave to still create, all those years on, that Audrey from Coronation Street look, which you still do pull off.
What?! Even now?
Did you put extra echo on that? Just to show his shock? What?!
Do you want to do it again? Your Audrey from Coronation Street look.
What?! My hair is not like Audrey from Corrie now.
It was a while ago.
Yeah,
it's still got potential if it wanted to be Audrey from Coronation Street.
I think it's at least 4 years.
Give it a few highlights.
Since I gave it a bit of a lift.
Did you go come in and ask for an Audrey?
Can I have an Audrey Roberts?
No, I didn't ask for an Audrey Roberts. They just suggested maybe giving it a bit of extra bounce or body or something.
Right, on the road near my house, there's a selection of different hairdressers, okay?
Mm.
Now, I've never been to any of them before, but I'm intrigued and I kind of want to go because most of them are those ones that have the faded pictures in the window of people with fairly 80s hair and a lot of wet look gel on. They're always black and white, aren't they?
Yes.
And they've been there probably for as long as the hairdresser's been open. Right, does anyone actually go in to the hairdresser ever and go, you see that picture of that bloke there off of about 1985? Could I have it like that, please? Because they're always, they seem to be the same pictures in hairdressers everywhere.
The girl ones are especially good, aren't they?
Are they?
The
I don't know.
The big perm ones.
I only took notice of the boy ones.
Yeah, really. I noticed.
The
I
big
noticed
perm
the boy
ones are
ones,
amazing. I go into the hairdressers trying to get rid of my big perm look. I don't want it back.
Well, the women's ones from the 1980s as
well.
Are they? Oh, right. I don't know.
I don't know why no one's updated them.
Because you don't see new ones, do you? None of those are new pictures.
No.
They're all really old. And I just thought, how do you get to become one of those models?
Are you offering your services?
Do you want to do one?
Well, I just want to know how...
There's loads of hairdressers that would make you look stupid in black and white.
I reckon there'll be some people listening, maybe, that have been, like, a hairdresser model at some point. Or do you think now they're all old enough to be everyone's grandparents because they were taken such a long time ago? I'd quite like to put it out there.
Are you offering your services, though? Do you think you could pass for a 1980s model? Is that the thing?
No, I'm just saying, if anyone's...
Any longer, he will be able to...
I know, I need to get this sorted out.
He could be one of the girl ones with a massive perm.
I just want to know how you get to become one of those models. Or maybe, like, they were all taken in the 1980s and then none have been taken since.
I think there's only ever been 5 shots and you see them in all the same hairdressers.
Yeah, every single one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you know how I get on tomorrow. I might go and just ask myself.
Podcast.
Now, this is from the 50s. It's from America, but like I said, still very relevant. You know Don and Sue?
The Don and Sue?
Yeah, whenever I need advice, like grooming-wise, I always turn to them, don't you?
Do you turn more to Don or more to Sue?
Sue.
Okay.
Check this out.
Both Don and Sue look like the kind of people you'd like to know, don't they?
Yeah.
Of course, right now, they're dressed for their Friday dates. But don't you have the feeling that they're always well-groomed?
Yes, and that's no accident. For Don and Sue, the question, how do I look, depends on good grooming habits.
You see, it's all about the good grooming habits. And Don and Sue are always so well-groomed.
But they're not a couple, are they, Don and Sue?
No, they're brother and sister.
Right.
Yeah. But they take their grooming very seriously, and on nights which aren't date nights, which appears to be every other night apart from Friday, all they do is sit and make themselves look good.
That confused me at the start, because I assumed that it was the Don and Sue that I know that are a couple.
No.
And then it said they're ready for their dates.
No, it's Don and Sue off America
going to one of those parties.
They're very open-minded.
They're very, for the 50s, very. Don has his car keys in his hand.
Here's how Don and Sue create that amazing look, though.
Mm. Sue has a regular routine and plan time, too, for the finishing touches. Doing your nails, brushing your hair, and so on. Sue avoids red nail polish since it would call attention to her stubby hands.
See? Still relevant here.
See, I think that's really good advice. I never thought about that.
Yeah, first tip, fat fingers, red nail polish is a definite no.
Sue avoids red nail polish since it would call attention to her stubby hands.
That's the thing, you see, stubby hands, Sue.
Yeah.
Get rid of the red nail varnish.
But she's just gone for a clear gloss. So I don't really... There's hardly any point, is there?
No, I don't understand why people put clear gloss on their nails. No. Presumably Don is fine with red nail varnish, is he? Has he got long, willowy fingers?
Yeah.
He has got a problem with his nails, though.
Yeah, listen to this.
And now another little habit of cleanliness and neatness. Dirt under your fingernails must be cleaned every day, and it's better in private.
Right, so if you're eating food or something, like, just don't try and get all the scum out from under your fingernails. Do it like Don does. Do it in a private moment.
Yeah.
He's just sat in front of the mirror. I have to put the video of this online. But he's just sat in front of the mirror, just, like, picking out all the horrible bits.
Yeah, but he's on his own.
Is he doing it in the nude or something? Is that why he has to do it on his own?
No, he's dressed. But
okay.
It's not very nice when people do that in public, is it?
So cleaning fingernails, that's important.
Okay.
If you are like stubby hand Sue, then avoid red nail varnish. And here's another tip.
Fellows like to see girls dress up, but in general only for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Yes, choose clothes that are suitable. Suitable to your needs and situation. But remember that any clothes look better with good posture.
You see, stand up straight or sit up straight.
Mm.
That good posture is what it's all
first
about.
First thing I notice about girls, if they have a good posture or not.
Yeah. Nice postures.
Yeah. Next. It normally gets you a slap.
What?
It normally gets
what, if you,
you a
say
slap.
Nice posture?
Nice pie, don't, girls don't like being told they have a nice posture.
And here's something else for your appearance. Eat a hearty, balanced breakfast. There's nothing like wholesome food to help keep you in good health.
And that means a clear complexion, shining eyes, glossy hair.
In short, that means a better appearance.
Right, so if you have a massive fry-up every day, you'll have, like, that's a hearty breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get, like, shining hair.
But isn't that the sort of description they use to sell dog food?
Yeah. What?
Like, glossy
coat, your glossy mane.
Shining eyes, isn't it? It's all the same things that apparently
true.
Make good dog food.
Have Pedigree chum and a vodka, your eyes will be shining and your hair will be glossy.
After breakfast, Sue goes back to her room for some finishing touches. Her makeup. Her
she's
powder
all of,
is one that blends with her natural colouring.
Yes.
She pats it on lightly, then carefully smooths it over her face.
You see, Sue's all about the makeup. She's just had a massive hearty breakfast, and now she's going straight to do her makeup again. That's where you're going, Rhonda, darling. Don't just slap it on like you do.
Aww.
Just you've got to pat it carefully, like Stubby Hand Sue.
And be careful when it comes to lipstick.
Yes. Choose a shade that goes with your own colouring and sets off your clothes to advantage.
Yeah.
Then, easy does it. Now smooth out gently and wipe off any excess to leave only a smooth film of colour.
See, that is a great tip. Would you not agree here in 2009?
Yeah, still applies.
Same, see?
You're making lots of people like Carrie now paranoid about their hands because they have red nail varnish on today.
Oh, no.
They think their hands might be stubby.
Yeah. So, and here's what happens if you follow all of these tips off the 50s for good grooming when you eventually hit the streets.
Say, do you look smooth?
Well, thank you, sir. Look mighty elegant yourself.
You see? Everyone's a winner. So what they're saying is...
Let's not do that joke.
People with stubby hands, dirty fingernails and bad posture have got no chance whatsoever. So I'm out of here.
At least she's smooth.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey.
Say, do you look smooth?
Well, thank you, sir. Look mighty elegant yourself.
Yeah, please don't.
No,
do
move
thank
on.
You.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Phil from Harrogate.
Phil from Harrogate. What is occurring in your life today?
I heard you saying that thing about the hair model, and I was a hair model about a few months ago.
All right.
Not people who are 20 years old that do it.
All right, how old are you now?
17.
And you were a hair model, how long ago, 6 months ago?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Was it for a local hairdresser or for, like, a big company where they just put the picture up everywhere?
No, it was for a local hair company, but it was, like, part of L'Oreal, so I went to Barcelona and stuff.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's not just people off the 80s and they just leave them there and the pictures fade?
No, it's... fairly recent, sir.
Can I ask what haircut you had, good or bad?
It was pretty bad. I had it shaved, like, round the sides and then long on top. It was, like, blue.
Oh, it's blue as well. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone has ever gone into the hairdresser and gone, yeah, could I just have that one and make it blue as well, please?
No, I highly doubt it.
Was your picture colour?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Wow. See, they're all black and white around my way. How very modern of you in Harrogate.
Yeah.
Love you, Phil.
All right.
Yeah, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's Take Me to the Hospital, Prodigy on Radio 1, and now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let us know how you do, please. Send me a text with your score to 81119.
Oh, what's occurring?
First, oh, what's occurring of the week?
I was going to say I missed this, but we did it all last week as well, didn't we?
Yeah, how can you miss
it? So I've only missed it in 2 days. Last week was a bit of a dream.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you think?
Yes. It was a lot of stuff happened last week. I can't really remember. And that's not for any other reason. It all seems to, like it didn't happen now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What, it was just a blur?
Yeah, no, some
it was
of
so,
it.
I think it was so good.
You two
that
have become
sort of...
such lovers since you've been on stage.
No, it's just
that
the shows were really busy last week. We had loads of guests in, so I know what you mean.
I'm still trying to get over the Chippendales.
Yeah, that's still online. You can see the pictures of that.
That was even mentioned in a really posh Sunday paper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What
my
was?
Chippendales experience.
There was a radio
was
review of our show yesterday in the Observer.
Oh, right.
And it was pointed
out
as a kind
of
highlight.
Saying, wow, you guys just know women.
When we got the Chippendales to turn up. Yeah, we do, actually.
Was
that's what girls want on their birthday.
The Observer's quite posh and intelligent. Was it a good review?
Yes, it was amazing.
Surprisingly so.
It said it was amazing.
Yeah.
Right, here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Scott Mills the musical?
Yeah.
A few people have spotted this. There were a lot of mentions from all the different characters of Becky in the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, because she works on this show and the musical was about this. So, my question to you is a simple one. How many times was the word Becky said by any of the characters in Scott Mills the Musical last week, which you can still watch at Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1? They're very proud of the filming upstairs, so please go and watch it. It's like a cinematic experience.
Very good.
It's amazing.
Very, very good.
So good. How many Beckys?
Isn't there
my favourite person that says Becky is the guy that played Rob the boss, because he just said it in a good way.
Yeah, but now my actual boss, actual Rob, has started doing that in the office.
Becky.
Yeah.
Makes
Chappers, me feel a bit uncomfortable.
How many Beckys from all the characters?
He hasn't actually ran to his flat yet, has he?
No. Chappers.
Well, I just wondered if life...
No,
if
it's like
life
Becky
is imitating art.
Could you put more paper in the photocopier?
Becky.
That sort of thing.
Isn't Becky an advantage here, because she has read the script?
I still think that she probably doesn't know how many of her name are in there. So, what are you thinking, Chappers?
64. Becky.
12. It makes me go off 12? Funny when you do that.
Let's find out.
64?
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the mentions of Becky from Scott Mills, the musical.
Hello, my name's Becky.
Who's that?
This is Becky.
Becky?
Becky. Right, Becky. Stick with me.
Becky, it wouldn't look good for you to start dating the boss on the first day, would it?
Sounds like fun, eh, Becky? Want to dance with me?
Want to go west with me, Becky?
Becky's going round to talk to Rob, the boss.
Becky. Hi. Becky. I had no choice.
That's all in the past now, Becky.
I've got a new life now, Becky.
Becky.
Hi. Are you the next contestant?
Becky's on her way to Scott's house.
Becky.
Becky, oh Becky, what the hecky, got Becky sacked as well.
And Becky has to face the music.
And Becky here.
Becky, Becky, you're fired!
Becky, you should be firing.
Call me Becky.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot in there.
My character never said Becky once.
No, he's so self-obsessed with his dancing. I don't think he mentioned anyone else, did he, apart from Anton Dubek?
That is, yeah, you need to see the musical, because Chappers has a strange talent in there which no one ever would realise before. Mm. 25 Beckys in there, so you're still closest, Becky.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Call me Becky. Right, next one. You know the phrase that pays?
Becky.
No.
No, it's not that.
All right.
I'm still trying to find out what it is. You know some radio stations, they just call listeners at random and they just ask them what the phrase that pays is. Now, normally, they tell you what the phrase that pays is on air beforehand, and then you just remember it. We don't really do that. But I still like to play the game, because I miss out, I think. Because other radio stations do it.
Why did you miss out?
Well, other radio stations do it, and we never get a chance to do it. So this is why I like to do it on Oh, What's Occurring. So today, I called 4 Radio 1 listeners and asked them what the phrase that pays was. How many would get it right?
Eh? How many would get it right?
Yeah.
None. Because there isn't one.
Oh, rubbish.
Well spotted.
Well, I've got to say one, even though I know it's not.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling some Radio 1 listeners, asking them what the phrase that pays was, but how many would get it right.
Hello?
Hi there, Bob Cheese here from Cheese FM. You're on the air. Now all you got to do is tell us the phrase that pays.
What is it?
We can't tell you. You've got to tell us.
Will you marry me?
It's good, but it's not right. But thanks for the offer, my darling. So it wasn't Will You Marry Me.
You quite like this character, don't you?
He's very similar to the one I play in the musical.
I know, yeah.
One of them.
With subtle differences.
Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the phrase that pays?
What's the phrase that pays? Oh, I don't know. a phrase that pays. Radio 1. Good morning, everybody. This is Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
No, that's not the phrase that pays.
Oh, okay then. But can you give us a shout out?
No.
I think.
Got Chris Moore's impression, though.
Yeah, that was a good phrase.
Did she recognise you?
Don't know.
I think she must have done.
Yeah. She couldn't get the phrase right, though, did she?
No, she didn't.
Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the phrase that pays?
Pardon?
What's the phrase that pays?
Oh, my God. We're not listening. It's cut off our signal. I'm getting asked what's the phrase that pays. No! Birthday. Shh.
It's good, but it's not right.
It's good, but it's not right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
We're not listening. It's cut off our signal.
You've always got to be listening for the phrase that pays in case,
just in case they say it. It's not birthday. Shh. Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the phrase that pays?
No idea.
Have a guess.
Everything tastes better with custard.
It's good, but sadly it's not right.
Okay.
Oh, I wish that was the phrase, no, everything tastes better with custard.
It doesn't, though, does it?
Surprisingly, nobody got a point for that. So, Chappers, you can have that.
Oh! What's the kid?
That's very kind of you. I can have it, can I? That's because I got it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying no one got the phrase right.
What
still,
was it?
Still searching for that phrase
still
that pays.
Still searching for it, are we?
Can't tell you, otherwise that would, you know...
Ruin it. Yeah.
Right, last one. You know BBC Three?
Yes.
There's a new show that I'm a bit obsessed with at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's called Young, Dumb, and Living Off Mum.
Yeah.
Heard about it?
Yeah.
It's
loads of kids who can't do anything for themselves, isn't it?
Yes, and they all live in a big house together.
And then get voted off.
Yeah. And they really have relied on their parents before now. This is the first time that a lot of them have done really simple things like cooking, cleaning. Their mums do everything for them.
Making the bed.
Yeah. And Danielle is my favourite, who's on the show. She's one of the people in the house that can't do nothing. And on the show this week, she had a problem, not one that you would normally talk about to, or broadcast to many people. She just kept on about how bunged up she was. So my question to you...
Oh!
I think Chappers thought nose.
Yeah,
my question
a bit
to
of
you,
a cold.
In this week's Yum, Dumb and Living Off Mum...
Oh, no, what's this question?
How many times did my favourite, Danielle, discuss her bowel movements?
Chappers' face is just pure horror.
Becky?
Becky?
Five.
Chappers?
Stop doing the voice.
Sorry.
So who's going to ask me? How many times did she mention it?
Yeah.
Not how long was it between...
How many times did she mention it? Did she talk about it?
What did you say?
Five.
Six.
Oh, hate it when you go tactical.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is Danielle talking about her toilet habits from Young, Dumb and Living Off My Mum on BBC Actual 3, not my mum.
Last time I went to the toilet was the first week. It's been about 2.5 weeks.
Danielle hasn't had a dump for 17 long days.
I can't make myself constipated.
Danielle Tucker has constipation.
Is constipation contageous?
Bounce up and down, get the poo moving.
Dern procures the strongest laxative South London has to offer.
What when we have diarrhea or something?
We need a toilet roll, of course.
Yeah, we need a toilet roll because Danielle is due for a massive...
We just need to make it as comfortable for her as possible. I'm looking forward to having a poo now. So you're going to have a lot of fun.
I'll just
change
my toilet.
Did you have a poo?
Yeah. My goal now is to eat fibre stuff and eat healthy and stuff. That is important because else you end up with constipation.
13 mentions of it in yesterday's show on BBC Three.
13? 17 days?
Yeah.
Is that what they said? 17 days?
Yes.
Can she only go for a poo if she's with her mum? Is that the problem?
She can't even do that herself.
I tell you what, though. Thank God we're at the BBC. I'm dumbing down.
Hey? I know. What a show. Chappers wins today's Oh, What's
I'm
a Curry?
I'm not sure I want the point for that, really.
You can have it, though. Here we are.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right. Some innuendo bingo now. Oh, I love it when you send these in.
Where have you found this?
This is from James, actually, who spotted some whilst listening to the Chelsea versus Hull game on Radio 5 Live. When was that?
Right. That was Saturday lunchtime.
And we got this from Graham Taylor.
Sometimes we don't appreciate really excellent defending.
And Turner there got his tattle in at a vital time.
I can't believe you found... I watched the athletics all day yesterday hoping for some bingo.
Yeah.
Especially, like, in the javelin and stuff. There was nothing.
Really?
No.
See, sometimes when you're looking for, though, it doesn't come. It doesn't... It doesn't happen, but then when you least expect it, like James...
pops out of nowhere.
It pops out of nowhere.
Sometimes we don't appreciate really excellent defending. And Turner there got his tattle in at a vital time.
Anything else that you spot on TV or listen to on the radio you think it might be a bit... send me an email, just notify me, thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Question? Is it a bit wrong that I'm looking forward to the Peter Andre documentary tonight on ITV2?
Yes.
No.
Why?
Exactly.
That's going to be amazing. That was filmed when he was on the One Show.
Was it?
Yeah.
It just gets better.
Wow. Alternatively, you could have just watched the One Show.
Exactly. Why did you just watch?
No, because when you watched the One Show, it showed that he was being filmed by his camera crew, and I thought, wow, this is going to be amazing. Because now, when I watch his documentary, I'll see this bit that I've already seen.
Oh God, Becky, you really need to get out.
So you'll see his camera crew filming their camera crew.
Yeah.
Right, good.
It's like really postmodern.
So has he got
really is.
Has he got a camera crew following him around, and she has a camera crew following her around?
Yeah,
has she?
Mm. Yeah. I think it's called Going Alone or something tonight.
Right, but now they have. Not only do they now lead separate lives, but they have separate documentaries.
Yes,
but both on ITV2.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
I think so.
Are you planning on living with either of them?
Well, there's an idea. Rather him than her, thanks.
Okay.
Now, Becky's just been in email contact with one of her friends.
Yeah.
This is actually a common problem now. I get a lot of email stuff about this subject.
Well, I haven't heard about this before, but basically she's trying to... I'm not going to say her name, obviously, for reasons that will become apparent, but she's trying to call in sick to work at the weekend because they're not going to let her have the time off. Mm. So she's got to start today.
Big event, is it, or something?
I'm not going to give that away either.
Trying to catch you out.
She's starting today because she's got to change her Facebook, do some like little updates on Twitter. It's so complicated.
You know, normally, like back in the day, you could just had to phone the boss. I've never done this, but you phone the boss and
head
you sound like
backwards.
An expert hit with your head backwards.
Yeah, if you lie over the end of the bed and then do like that, it makes you sound worse.
Hello. Really not really well.
Do that. That's all you had to do back in the day was do the ill voice with the boss. Now,
but apparently,
you have to plan it because of Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. And we've a lot of emails come in all the time from listeners about this because they just forgot to update one of the things. There's a lot to think about now. So what's she thinking? She's going to have to
now
start...
Now it's like starting to feel a bit sick and then tomorrow it'll get worse and then...
So she's been tweeting things like that.
Yeah.
So this is a friend of yours who works weekends.
Mm. Here, is it?
And on her...
No, I'm not telling you who
it is.
Is
it here?
But I'm sure she's starting to feel ill now.
Is it here?
No.
Is it Coxie?
No.
I only need to know, because otherwise I'll be in.
You'll be on.
Yeah.
It's best to know now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really.
You know.
I'd love it if it was her, but it's not.
And what's she saying on her Facebook? I'm just trying to make sure that she's got all the bases covered, because she doesn't want to slip up on one of them.
Yeah, you have to say the same... Well, I'd say slightly different thing.
Yeah.
And what does she do again?
I'm not telling you.
Podcast. Hey, Kirsty, who was at Scott Mills the Musical last week. She's off of unofficialmills.co.uk and she's been looking at her bank account online and there's loads of transactions from the Pleasance Bar where we had a drink after the show. She just wishes it this time last week.
Oh.
Oh, Kirsty, it's all fine. Just relive it whenever you want. Like Matt.
Is she the
North
very
Wales.
Pleasant person with like dark hair in a bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really nice. They're all nice from Unofficial Mills. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1, all six parts, that's all of it, of Scott Mills the Musical are still there. And believe it or not, there are a few people in this world that haven't enjoyed it yet online. Go and have a look at the full cinematic experience with good singing and acting and everything. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. Who knows what's going to happen to Joe Taylor now, who played me, because he was getting 5-star reviews and they were saying he's a talent to watch out for.
He was very, very good.
Very good.
Isn't this meant to be the week, you know, like when they come out of Big Brother? Not that I'm comparing him to a Big Brother star, but now he's done it, isn't he meant to just like go to loads of nightclubs with like Z-list celebrities and just have his picture
taken? With Jack Tweed and stuff.
Yeah. This is the week he goes off the rails, isn't it? And like the normal rise to fame and then... It all finishes.
It's really? Still in character, or now as a...
oh, I know
his
that
character
really
would probably
life,
do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've never been to a nightclub of Jack Tweed.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And that was Eric Prydz. Interesting fact to find out about Eric Prydz the other day.
Oh, go on then, what's this?
He doesn't like flying. He's like the B.A. Baracus of dance. He won't...
How do you know that?
I just know. He don't like getting on no plane, fool.
Where have you read that?
I just know it.
Where have you got that impression from, I want to know?
No, that wasn't my Eric Prydz impression, that was just me.
What was your Mr. T impression?
Mm-hmm. I actually quite enjoyed the fake A-team coming in last week. They were some of my favourite guests. Were you there for that?
Yes.
I was
there for the A-team.
You were there for the A-team, yeah. And
did you not go to Fawlty Towers on Friday?
Oh, no.
No, booked up.
We went to a really weird show in Edinburgh, though, instead, which... how would you describe that, Becky?
It was like songs on a ukulele with a man with lots of eye makeup singing about cheap white wine.
Yeah.
It was one of our favourites.
A man called Des O'Connor.
But the worst bit was in one of his songs, he said, right, I need your help with this. It was like an electro pop one. Mm. And he went, you'll need to do...
On a ukulele?
Yeah, no. So he was like, you'll need to do the echo. So he held up this sign saying, like, echo... But obviously I shouted echo and everyone else just repeated the word that he sang.
Yeah.
So I look like a right idiot.
Really good.
But if someone tells you to do the echo for like 5 minutes and you practice and practice and practice going echo, 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 and then they shout garden or whatever you shouted, I'm going to shout echo.
No, you just put echo on the end. Let's say the word was garden. If the final sentence in the song is garden in that bit, he goes garden, then you go garden, garden. You don't go...
Yeah, but he didn't
you don't
explain
get
that
him
properly.
Going
I just
garden.
Shouted echo, echo, echo.
Rubbish.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.